My Nana was a life-loving lady. She was born in 1905 in Newark, New Jersey as Elizabeth Tower. She became Betty Noble when she married my grandfather in 1928. She worked hard and she played just as hard. She lived close to her children and her grandchildren, and my special memories of her are so many and such fun to revisit. The ring that I'm wearing, I've had on since 1975. It was a present from my Nana, my mother's mother. Nana gave me rings to mark life events: First Holy Communion, confirmation, graduations. This story took place in the late 20s while Nana was engaged to my grandfather and living on Staten Island, waiting for him to return from traveling. He played semi-pro baseball and later worked as a laborer on projects like the Hoover Dam. So he was away for lengths of time, and that left Nana to her own devices. She fared rather well. She was a very good dancer, so she spent a lot of time dancing in addition to playing pool. But this particular trip, Nana was really interested in entering a dance contest down in Atlantic City, but she didn't have enough money for the entry fee. So what she decided to do was she'd take her engagement ring down to the pawn shop and proceed with her plan to enter the contest. So she pawned the ring, she bought new shoes, she grabbed her partner, who happened to be her own father, and off they went. So Nana and her father won the dance contest, of course, and they were back in time to get the ring out of Hawk before her fiancé returned from his trip. So the only explaining that she had to do was about the new dancing shoes. Of course, she managed to do that and come out all right, as usual. A few years after I graduated college, Nana died and left her engagement ring, the diamond, to me. And so there's a story behind every ring given to me by Nana, but the one of the dancing diamond is everybody's favorite.